REM is hoping to get a whiff of the sweet smell of success with their new album, Collapse Into Now. Hey, baby, if this is not a challenge, just means that I love you as much as I always said I did. This track is called Discoverer. It's from REM's first record in 3 years, and it's one of the most anticipated new albums of 2011. Stephen Thompson of NPR Music joins me now for a preview of some of those records. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jackie.
Oh, it's nice to listen to REM again.
It is. It's been a few years.
Yeah, these guys have got to be in their 50s by now, but this is a really muscular sound.
Yeah, I think there was a stretch kind of in the early part of the last decade where REM was putting out some very, very tepid records, and I think the last couple, including this one, are a little bit more rock sounding, and that's refreshing.
Let's hear a little more. It'll be a hit, my prediction. That's new music from REM. The album Collapse Into Now comes out in March. Stephen, I know you're really excited about this next band, and I really love listening to them. They're a duo from Baltimore called Y Oak. What can you tell me about them?
This is one of my absolute favorite bands. It's a man and a woman, just two people. Jen Wassner is the singer and guitarist with a wonderfully sort of mysterious delivery. It's kind of hard to decipher her lyrics, and it gives the music kind of beauty and mystery all kind of rolled into one. And the other member is a guy named Andy Stack, who plays drums and keyboards. When you see it live, he plays them simultaneously. Mm. And it's a very, very rich, full, but still beautiful sound.
Yeah, a young band. I really like them.
This is Y Oak. The song and the album are called Civilian.
That's Y Oak with the title track to their forthcoming album, Civilian, also due out in March. And so, Stephen, moving on to an artist with a lot of buzz around him right now. He's an English electronic artist by the name of James Blake. Let's listen.
We can all fly too high. We can all fly.
Now, of all the things you gave us to listen to, I found this the most experimental. Is this Lindisfarne?
Yes, Lindisfarne 2. There's a part one and a part two of this particular piece. James Blake is 21 years old and is a very popular sort of up-and-coming producer of a style of music called dubstep.
Dubstep?
Yeah, a dubstep, it's basically a style of almost production as much as performance, where it involves sort of slowing down and kind of staggering out beats, so everything feels a bit off-kilter, mm-hmm. and it creates a certain tension in the music. I'll put it this way, it's a very difficult music to dance to. You know, he's been producing all of these records that have been enormously popular sort of in underground circles. And what has been very unexpected, I think, for a lot of people is he's put together his first full-length record comes out in February, and he's singing all over it. And obviously, as you hear on that track, sort of mutating his vocals, you know, using a vocoder, and creating this very dark, slightly unsettling, but very, very beautiful sound. Kind of like I said about Y Oak, there's a certain mystery to mm-hmm. what's going on here that is really grabby.
I think it's a really sort of full panoply song for, you know, 21. It's just really evocative.
It doesn't sound like a kid, that's for sure.
No. And that was James Blake, and his new self-titled album comes out in February. My guest is Stephen Thompson from NPR Music, and we're getting a sneak peek of some of the big new releases of the first couple months of 2011. Staying in the UK, another singer, she had a big debut album 3 years ago, and I love women who sing like this. This is the sophomore release from Adele. Let's hear some of her.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
Some people have called her the new Amy Winehouse. I have to say, I love these kinds of raw female voices. Years ago, doing armor training, Bonnie Raitt's always had that. She's really fantastic.
She won the Best New Artist Grammy a couple years ago, and there was this long-running joke that being named Best New Artist by the Grammys was this gigantic kiss of death. You know, Christopher Cross and Milli Vanilli and people who...
Who?
Exactly. And this particular song, it just sounds like a great hit to me.
She's another really young artist.
Yeah, she is 22, and the album is called 21, which would signify, presumably, how old she was when she made it. And, you know, to be that young and be sort of as musically self-confident and self-aware as she is, I can't wait to hear what she does when she puts out a record called 25 or 27 or 29.
I was checking out her website, and she's already admitting to, you know, serious life mistakes. She's got plenty of time to be clever, though.
I don't know if I knew what my life mistakes were at that age.
Man, honey. Adele, with music from her album 21. One last song, Stephen, and this a little sweeter, a little gentler. This is from the singer-songwriter Sam Beam. He records under the name Iron and Wine. Again, NPR Music has had him on a lot. His new record comes out later this month, and quite a departure, I understand, from his earlier work.
Yeah, Sam Beam started out making records that are very solo acoustic folk music, where he's sort of recording these tender ballads in his bedroom. And over time, he's kind of stretched that sound out into an increasingly full sound. And this particular record, which is called Kiss Each Other Clean, is a very, very rich sounding kind of full band record that is, as you said, it's a clear departure.
I saw children in a river, but their lips were still dry, lips were still dry. I was walking far from home, and I found your face mingled in the crowd. Saw a boat full of believers sail off talking too loud, talking too loud. I saw sunlight.
You know, listening to this, he's an American. Mm-hmm. I hear a little John Lennon sort of note.
In the voice, and part of what I love about him is a lot of his songs unfurl, like they're like he's rolling out a mural, and there's just image after image after image. He's not necessarily a guy who does a lot of catchy choruses. He's a guy who's sort of letting stories unfold.
New music from Iron and Wine, one of the picks for 2011 from Stephen Thompson, who curates our Song of the Day feature on nprmusic.org. This has really been fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Always a pleasure.
I feel like we just had a glass of bracing musical champagne. And you can keep watching the NPR Music website for a big announcement about that Iron and Wine record. You're not going to give us a hint?
I'm afraid I cannot.
Tease, tease, tease. So, check it out later this week at nprmusic.org.
It's only that close, so a white dog chase its tail. And a pair of hearts carved into a stone. I saw kindness and an angel crying, take me back home, take me back home. Saw a highway, saw an ocean. I saw widows in the temple to the Lord, naked dancers in the city.
Our program is directed today by Kenya Young. Our New Year's Day staff includes Phil Harrell, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Hanzi Wan, and Sam Greenspan. Our technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Renee Pringle, Lauren Driller, and Neil Ellis. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Tom Woodward's manning the operations desk. The executive director for programming is Ellen McDonald. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez.
So a wet road, form a circle.
And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. You can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and Happy New Year.